This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Today, health insurance reform is the law of the land.
The health care law was supposed to keep medical costs down, but a new report says your payments are expected to jump.
I think I made a mistake.
Robert Scott Bell.
A coalition of public health advocates targeting Ronald McDonald.
I'd love to see Ronald McDonald retired. Let's kill him off like we did Joe Camel.
Robert Scott Bell.
Side effects may include depressed mood, thoughts of suicide,
insomnia,
suicide may occur,
diarrhea,
unusual or strange dreams, agitation,
sexual side effects,
drowsiness, dizziness,
and nausea,
hostility, trouble sleeping,
seizures,
various skin reactions,
thoughts of suicide,
because suicide may occur.
Oh yeah, drugs. You gotta have drugs.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
What'd you have for dinner tonight, Super Don? Did you eat well? Are you fat and happy?
You really want to know what I had for dinner?
I do.
I had lasagna and salad.
Can't go wrong with that.
I'm going back to my Italian roots.
It's definitely not a Cajun night for you.
No. A little Italian happening tonight.
I tell you what, we had something we don't get every day, and it's a treat. These things are called artichokes. You ever seen those?
I have definitely. I grew up eating those artichokes.
Right.
That's one of those foods where you work a lot to eat them, but you don't really get a lot.
Yeah, but they're awesome. And we got raw pastured butter, and we add our own crusher garlic in it. And oh my gosh, I'm glad I'm the only one in my studio tonight. And no, I'm not passing gas. It's just a lot of garlic butter tonight.
Now, do you pull the leaves off and you dip them in and you eat it,
and then at the end
you get down to the heart,
and I just drench it in that garlic butter and eat. Oh, it's delightful, absolutely delightful.
You have to admit, though, I mean, those things are a lot of work, and you don't really get a lot.
Yeah, but they're fun. The kids love them, too, and that's great.
Take the leaves off, and they poke each other with little pointy things on them?
No, thankfully, that did not happen tonight.
That was just my crazy house.
Okay. Yeah, although, you know, my daughter walked away from the plate for a little bit too long, and the cat got up there and took some of her food.
Eat artichoke?
No, something else the cat liked, yes. Anyway, we'll get to a little gastronomical detour as we go this hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show. I need a break. This has been intense. We are going to revisit. We've got more to talk about the vax controversy out of Tribeca, New York, with New Yorker. Well, not by birth, but in New Yorker. She's been there for a long time. Celia Farber is going to join us in a little while. I'm so thrilled to have her back on board. Also, before we get there, the question, is your doctor trustworthy? Is your doctor trustworthy? There's a piece on healthfinder.gov that asks that question because they're saying that past records of doctors are very tough to find because the state boards of medicine and groups, private trade industry groups like the American Medical Association, have made it very difficult for people to find out, hey, is your doctor a molester? I'm not kidding. I mean, has your doctor been inappropriate, sexual misconduct? Has your doctor been addicted to drugs? Has he had unprofessional treatment of patients? And this is according to Consumer Reports. And I was talking with Captain Morgan, our millennial assistant producer, and she was earlier today. She was saying, you know, listen, the concern I have, too, is that maybe somebody will make a false allegation, right? And then that will go into the permanent record, and then it's not appropriate. Or let's say a doctor hit on a nurse, and the nurse complained. Will that affect my treatment? That's what she asked. I thought it was interesting. But, you know, I want to know. For instance, maybe what would be more practical to know if you're going to see an OBGYN, what is the rate of cesarean section? Because if you're looking for a vaginal delivery and your OBGYN has a 98% C-section rate, you might want to find another doctor. But shouldn't it be easy enough to find that kind of information? Like, what is the success rate on someone who's doing open-heart surgery? Not that we perceive the need for that, knowing what we know here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. for intravenous chelation to clear the arteries and other means to do so. But if you're going to see a medical professional, it shouldn't be that difficult to find out information that could help you decide whether they are someone you'd want to see or not see. Speaking of Nazis, we'll get to the story of...
Did you say Nazi?
Yeah, exactly. The vaxxed, what was the group? Sloan Group? Yeah.
The Alfred P. Sloan Foundation.
Foundation, right. The links back to Nazi Germany. Interesting stuff. Also, drugs. How expensive are drugs? So expensive that in the near future, you might need to head out and get a second mortgage to buy them. I'm not kidding. There's a story here on PBS. PBS.org is paying a mortgage the answer to expensive prescription drugs. And they're saying it's getting so expensive, some of these drugs, that you know the average person can't afford it. Insurance is not going to cover it. So what are you going to do? You get a mortgage.
It's a drug loan.
Yeah, a drug loan. That's right. What? Can you have a rider in there that if you don't live, you don't have to pay it back? I mean, this is just insane. Now, the category of diseases that they're focusing on here, one in particular is the so-called hepatitis C, or maybe even cancer, but hep C. Because they got this thing, what is it, Hervoni and Sovaldi. I mean, these are like $84,000 price tags to go through them. And they're practically, we guarantee you will not have hepatitis C afterwards. And it's such a scam. Because they can't guarantee that you have anything called hepatitis C to begin with. Because there's no test that isolates it and definitively says that it even exists. We're back to the sucky tests again. Remember the CDC came out the other day and said, we're going to stop recommending that people take drug tests.
Marijuana, because, THC.
Right, 21% of the positives are negative, 21% of the negatives are positives, and we just don't know about the rest of them. And this goes back to the whole idea of testing. HIV tests don't exist in reality. They're nonspecific, cross-reactive. Celia Farber knows that as well as anybody. She's written about it extensively, along with my good buddy Liam Sheff. And these are the kind of things we're dealing with. But now they're saying, yeah, take a mortgage out so you can get your hepatitis C medication. By the way, we can reverse whatever they call hepatitis C is via the use of alpha lipoic acid, dandelion, milk thistle, Ayurvedic herbs, homeopathic detoxifiers, selenium, coffee enemas. And we're gonna charge you pennies on that $84,000 bill. If you make it to a few hundred bucks on all that investment, that's news. But that's not good news for the pharmaceutical industrial complex existing in a medical monopoly, whereas there can be no competition to their fictitious diseases. Now, I'm not saying that liver disease isn't real. That is real. Hepatitis C is a fiction. That is the fiction, and they have you chasing it based on faulty tests. I don't have time to go into it because I do want to go to our audience, our listeners. They're awesome. They're patient with me because I don't always get to the questions of the day as frequently as I'd like to, but I would like to try to get to one right now.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
All right, question of the day time. Hooray! This one's awesome, Super D. I love it when they call you out for questions of the day. Because,
Oh boy, here we go.
Yeah, I don't know that you have to necessarily answer this. And by the way, Patrick, whatever you want to call Celia, get her on the phone for us too. But this one comes from Mark D. He says, "What's up, my healing partners? Long time no talk, my brothers." Yes, Mark D. He says, "That doesn't mean I haven't caught every one of your shows though. I so appreciate the information, full of truth every day, except Saturdays. Can't you work Saturdays too?" What? Come on. 6 days a week, not enough. On the seventh day, rest, right? Man.
Even God had a day of rest. Come on.
I know. Come on. Give us a little rest. He says, it's not that hard. You only work 2 hours a day and get 5-minute breaks every 12 to 6 minutes of that 2 hours. Can't be that hard. Oh, he's busting our chops over our schedule. He doesn't know what goes on behind the scenes. We just don't show up for work for 2 hours and then go back to sleep.
We just automatically know exactly what's going on in the news just as soon as we turn on the microphone.
Okay. But then he says an LOL. I guess that means he's joking. Okay. He says, "Okay, take it easy. I have a real question. My wife and I are taking care of her mom, who has had a stroke 17 years ago. She can't communicate that well. Half of her body's not working so well. She can do some stuff. She's having heart problems, congestive heart failure, irregular heartbeat, lung problems, COPD. After her first visit to the doctor, We began nebulizing silver into her lungs once a day. I also bought hawthorn berry syrup extract for her heart. We are giving her selenium, GTF, chromium, and silica, one pill each twice a day. By the way, when doctors prescribe her meds, she takes herself off of them almost immediately, and I'm happy about that. Her health improved significantly a few years ago when she first did that. Also, we often make carrot juice and a green juice. We give her about a quart a day most of the time. So here's the question. If it was your mother, what would you delete or add from my supplements plus juice list above? Thanks, man. Listen, I wouldn't delete anything. I would add to it, particularly, you know, if you've had a stroke that shows vascular elasticity loss, you know, the integrity of the connective tissue. And silica, one pill twice a day of the alpha silica is just not enough if you can get her to do more. And I know my mom at 82, she takes it, but sometimes not enough. And I have to say, Mom, I told you, you need more of that. But she's on zero medication. She's on zero drugs at that age. And so it can be done. And you're doing a lot of great stuff. Absolutely great stuff. Make sure she's hydrated. Obviously, you're juicing carrots and green juices. That's excellent. You know, I'm just thinking, up the dose a little bit. Chromium twice a day. Yeah, you can get by with that. Selenium, one pill twice a day. That's only 100 micrograms. That's not enough selenium, in my opinion. I would want to have her get at least 400, maybe more. But the silica is the key for connective tissue integrity. But you're doing a great job there. By the way, Mark D. continues. He says, Don, good afternoon. Another LOL.
Oh, boy.
Uh-oh. Yeah, look out, Super D. I do listen to your show every day, and I've been waiting for that intro that you screwed up to get fixed. Any updates on that?
I screwed up?
You know, it's not that bad. If you're stressed out because you think you have too much to do, he says this, Mark D. says this, coffee enemas are very relaxing and detoxifying. You will be surprised at the extra work you can get done with the type of sleep you will be getting as well. Just a suggestion. Good talk. Love you, brothers. Talk to you soon, Mark D. All right, Super D. He's got your number.
Mark D., let me know how those coffee enemas go for you.
He says for you. For you, my friend.
No.
Anyway, way cheaper than Harvoni. I'm telling you, $84,000 to do a fictitious hepatitis C attack. Oh, my gosh. Well, we're going to be joined momentarily after this break from the Truth Barrier, Celia Farber. She's one of my favorites. She's absolutely a sweetheart. She's got so much integrity. She have more to lend out to investigative journalists if there were more to give it to. But there aren't that many of her caliber. An excellent writer. We've got her linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. We're going to talk more about the controversy about this documentary film, Vaxxed. Yes, you know it. And we're going to do it with her after this break. Celia Farber joins us on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Tell your friends the place for health, freedom, and healing liberty is right here.
Great heavens! What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Points Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to stay big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of unique uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Show notes are up at robertscottbell.com, including links to our guests now, Celia Farber, thetruthbarrier.com, and latest article published by a friend of hers, Martin J. Walker, talking about the dirty tactics that Big Pharma does play on censorship, censoring those who have oppositional defiance disorder, which in fact is a human disorder that is not a disorder. In fact, it's a badge of honor for those who are awake, alive, who have cognitive capacity to question everything. And we have ODD here, but we love it. And we love Celia Farber. Welcome back to the Robert Scott Bell Show, Celia.
Thank you, Robert. Great to be back.
Yeah, and you have borne the brunt of more than your share, if there was a share, of attacks on you because of the things you've written about, investigated, published, and we don't have to go all the way back, but even a year or so ago when the hashtag CDC whistleblower broke, you actually published on the Truth Barrier the exchange going on between Brian Hooker and William Thompson, and were attacked viciously for that.
Yeah, that round was very, I have to say, amusing, because I got the text. The texts were, it was a text exchange that I every time I look at them, I'm still so stunned. And they're up on my website, www.truthbarrier.com. It's William Thompson, the famous CDC whistleblower, writing to Andrew Wakefield, saying essentially, I am sorry that I was part of destroying your reputation, and our science was wrong, your science was right. Actually, before the end of the show, I'm going to pull them up and read the exact words. And the troll kingdom, they went crazy, and I was so fascinated to see this because it allowed me to understand what thin ice they're actually on, because what they said, and this is primarily on, you're probably familiar with a blogger who used to call himself Borax before he was outed with his name and his identity. I don't exactly know why he used to keep his name and identity concealed, but he's a breast surgeon. And
yeah, our friend calls him Orak the Nipple Ripper.
Oof, ouch.
I know, but again, it's vicious because of his viciousness toward anybody who violates the tenets of his religion, and that being the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism.
Yeah, exactly. And he writes these very long, windy posts. I don't know how somebody, a surgeon, has time to write these lengthy posts, and they always have one single monotonous, one like monotone, and the tone is absolute condescension, exasperation with all of us and everything we write and say and do and uncover all the time, no exception. So when those texts were published on my website, he and his minions went to work, and they said, oh, these are obviously doctored, and they got real lathered up about it. Their original thesis was that I had doctored these texts, made them up, that they didn't exist. And they were speculating through all these things about, oh, if it was, they were looking at the, was it a blue dot or a green dot, and was it, if it was really on an iPhone, and if it was really a text, it would look like this, and it would look like that. And when I posted them, I was in such a hurry to get them up that I actually, I'm not the most technically advanced person, so I couldn't quite figure out how to post them straight from the JPEG. I took it, long story short, I wound up taking a picture of it and posting the picture, and because the picture was a little bit, what's the word, grainy? That's mm-hmm. what sent them off. And exactly what they always say we are, you know, tinfoil hats and conspiracy theorists and paranoid, that's exactly how they behave. And they had all these conspiracy theories within
sex. Oh, about these the exchange, and
yeah,
you had made it
yeah.
up, et cetera. Yeah. Listen, we got to take a break, Celia. Everybody check it out. You can go back in the archives of truthbarrier.com. It's linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com as well. And we're going to talk more with Celia Farber about this. Also, she was just on Gary Knowles' show prior to this one with Dr. Andrew Wakefield, and as well as Adele, the producer of that movie.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, molds, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that
is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Y'all, let's just go back to a little history here with Celia Farber. She's written for, many organizations, the book, incredible work, and award-winning journalist as well, but also, you know, vilified by those who don't like the kind of investigative journalism that we perceive to be of great value, very necessary for freedom to exist, to hold the bad guys' feet to the fire, if you will. And many years ago, I was just reminding Celia about this. I want to let everybody else know, because big fans of this show know that we had Dr. Nick Gonzalez on this show frequently until his untimely passing last year. And I wanted Celia to know how impactful her writing, you know, the article she did on Harper's on the HIBNET trial in Uganda, how that impacted my relationship with Nick initially when I met him in New York City and revealed what had happened, what Celia had found about the NIH, the study, and how they transferred those people that were responsible for deaths of women and children
onto his study at Columbia. And that set the stage for an extraordinary relationship and our ability to communicate so much more. So, Celia, again, I've got many reasons to love you dearly as a friend and so much appreciate all that you do.
Oh, likewise, Robert. Yeah, I never knew that before. That's very touching.
So, anyway, beyond the thanks for you and who you are and my appreciation for you, your ongoing work at Truth Barrier, truthbarrier.com, and, of course, the coverage of this issue, the CDC whistleblower, we've just blasted out the original exchanges that you published on Truth Barrier as well, and then the claims that, oh, it's a conspiracy, it isn't real. Now, all of the attacks on this movie, Vaxxed, have been basically on Andy Wakefield. His things have been discredited. The MMR linked to autism, it's not real, it's not proven, or it's been disproven. All of that says nothing about the movie that they don't want shown. And all of the attacks on the movie don't even attack the movie itself. And the people attacking it have, of course, not even seen the movie. What is it about criticism and critique that doesn't need to have people actually read or see what they're critiquing?
Yeah, that's a common feature of these kinds of attacks. I remember when my Harper's article came out, and they had, in many instances, it was my editor, Roger Hodge, who would go on shows and get attacked, like on NPR, and they just would go nuts and scream and yell, and he could tell they hadn't read the piece, and he would say over and over, "Have you read the piece?" "Well, I don't have to read it." "No, you do have to read it. Just read it, you know." And they think that's legit to raise hell about something that an article you haven't read or a film you haven't seen, because it's enough to say, "I know what it represents, and what it represents is abhorrent, and so I'm going to keep having my tantrum." You know, that's how they think, these people.
Well, and their criticisms are not based on, let's say, the merits of an argument. They're, in fact, distractions away from any legitimate discussion, argument, intellectual exchange, which is greatly disappointing for those of us who actually have investigated this and have genuine questions and concerns. And when they're brought up, instead of being engaged on them, in fact, again, if this movie Vaxxed is so disastrously made up, fictitious, and wrong, the fact that they would show it would be all the evidence that they would need to go, "Ha, ha, ha, look how horrible, this is ridiculous," right? But the fact that they're fighting it tells you that there's something in there that they don't want people to see, hear, or know.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. So I haven't seen the film. Very few people, certainly the people attacking it have not seen it. But in their attacks, they're doing something very deliberate. They're attacking it as something that it is not. They're attacking it as Andy Wakefield making a film about himself and about his discredited claim that MMR causes autism. So the elephant in the room is the CDC whistleblower, Dr. William Thompson, who blew the whistle. He's got federal whistleblower protection. I'm sure you've told your listeners about this a lot, you know, so we know the basics.
Yes.
This senior CDC epidemiologist still works at the Centers for Disease Control, astonishingly. We haven't heard from him. He has federal whistleblower protection, and he's handed over all the relevant documents to William Posey's office, and they've also been made available online. And what happened with him deciding to come out and calling the scientist Brian Hooker and the two of them reviewing what it was that went down, my understanding is that's the core of this documentary. It's about this shocking event of massive fraud, cover-up, and data fixing at the highest level at Centers for Disease Control, starting at around 2004. So what you have is a journalism community in the United States calling that a non-story, which means, you know, it's just the death knell of anything any of us would call journalism. If that's not a story, what is? So they're refusing, and this has been the strategy from day one. interestingly, in the beginning when this first came out through Autism Media Channel, when the first video was released, August 2014, where we could hear William Thompson in his own voice in discussions with Brian Hooker, and he said things like, oh my God, I can't believe we did what we did, but we did, expressing immense regret over having partaken in this fraudulent study, and immense sorrow and guilt, and saying, it's very hard for me to face parents of autistic children. Brian Hooker, for example, has a vaccine-damaged child. So what they did from the very beginning was, and I think they should have, like, gotten their strategy together a little better. First, they just said, it's not real, he's not real, there's no CDC whistleblower, and Snopes said there was no CDC whistleblower, and so on and so forth. And I was always wondering, well, what are they going to do? There is a CDC whistleblower, and he's mm-hmm. it's already, the horse is already out of the barn.
Well, and the fact that Congressman Posey has read this into the congressional record as well makes it very difficult to claim, as they do, that this is a conspiracy theory. I mean, these are facts that are being presented. These are things that actually happened, and we're reporting on it. By the way, we've got breaking news from our friend Jeffrey Jackson. The headline reads, Tribeca Be Damned, Vaxxed documentary released in New York on Friday, April 1st, for a two-week run at the Angelica Film Center, or Angelica Film Center, Vaxxed from Cover-Up to Catastrophe. This is just breaking now as we're on the air. This is great news, Celia. This is going to be seen.
Wow.
I think there'll be lines around the corner in New York for 2 weeks.
That's amazing. That's amazing. Great news. Thank you, Angelica. Wow. Well, see, now they're going to be denounced. But as long as they don't have any involvement with, you know, Sloan Foundation and all these kinds of people, then we ought to be okay. It's just maybe they're still suggesting as a plain old movie theater.
Yeah, let's see the protests shut that down, right? This is pretty close to Tribeca's festivities. Do you know where this theater is?
I sure do, yeah. It's right, very much walking distance, you know, it's down there in Soho.
Well, again, thank you to Robert De Niro, because without him withdrawing support for the film in some way at Tribeca, this would not have made much news if it had tried to get a run in a theater like the Angelica Film Center. So this is fascinating news. New Yorkers, you're going to be the first to witness this, and get your tickets now. Well, as soon as we know more, we'll link you to it.
And they're very smart business-wise. And I can tell you, it's a culturally renowned movie theater. People know it, and it's got an outstanding reputation.
This is great.
The next thing will be to see how they're going to denounce the Angelica Film Center.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure people will be, all kinds of things will go on. People will have to go out on, you know, put their careers on the line. I mean, this is just unbelievable. It's like, well, this is the stuff that went on, you know, behind the Iron Curtain in those countries back then, this kind of extreme censorship, state-mandated censorship. You'll never work again. Your children will never get jobs or go to college or get any education. You know, they're coming up with all these ways to punish people. And I'm going to say the people are winning.
Yes.
And I think they are losing.
I think you're right. I mean, you're still standing despite all of the things they've thrown at you. And they've thrown a lot, and you've been through a lot. But you and others are now being, to some degree, recognized and acknowledged. Not that you ever necessarily did it for that reason, but it is a beautiful thing to see it come full circle in our lifetime. And I think we are witnessing that, because they have become increasingly desperate, and in their desperation, they're making increasingly broad-based statements and mistakes, if you will, outright easily disputable mistakes and claims. And the fact that the Angelica Film Center is now going to be showing this from April 1st through the 15th, in New York City, just down the block from the Tribeca Film Festival. Tickets are going to go on sale Wednesday, the 30th of March, so get ready. We'll let you know about how to get them as well. So I'm encouraged, Celia. I know what you've been through to some degree, knowing you for the years I have, but I'm encouraged by what's happening.
Well, I am too. I think what seems to be going on with people, the most common thing that you hear is people say, you know, I can't stand the media, whether they say right-wing media, left-wing media, corporate media, all of the above. The only people who don't understand how sick people are of the media is the media itself. They're in a bubble, and they don't seem to understand that either they need to reform or they're just going to be they're already anachronistic and outdated. This business of, you know, we have to protect people from certain kinds of information. Nobody thinks like that anymore. If anybody normal ever did think like that. And they're basically just going to be this kind of bubble that stays alive through corporate support, sponsorship, that has no credibility.
Yeah, exactly.
And
well, you know,
they're an extension of the corporations that they defend and apologize for. That's all they are.
Right.
So
Celia, we got to take a break here. Hang on for a few more minutes with us. Credibility is right here with Celia Farber. Check truthbarrier.com for more, and we'll get you information on how to see the movie next.
Live around the world, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Destroy harmful bacteria, allergens, bed bugs, dust mites, fleas in your home with a Ladybug steam vapor system. The Ladybug dies deep on surfaces without any toxic residue. Traditional control agents contain toxic chemicals which do more harm than good. Sanitize and disinfect using just water. Quick, fast, and surprisingly easy.
Find out more now by calling 800-997-6584. Ask for Randy. That's 800-997-6584. Or go to advap.com/GCN. That's advap.com/GCN.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, great news. So, you know, I like having Celia Farber around. Something always good happens. I don't know if she knows that, but I know that about her. And she's with us, truthbarrier.com, robertscottbell.com. Angelica Film Center in New York hosting Vax from Cover Up to Catastrophe, April 1st through the 15th. Tickets go on sale March 30th, Wednesday. So this is great news, very uplifting news. Political correctness, the PC police are at it again. This story is about as silly as it gets in this regard, but evidently a clothing company was forced to remove their gluten-free T-shirt after 53,000 angry, stupid people signed a petition claiming they were offended with a T-shirt that says, "Are you gluten-free?" Oh, my gosh.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Well, I'm gluten-free, and I'm not offended by that in the slightest. It's funny.
Crazy
world.
It is amazing. It's like I mentioned my former alma mater, if I could say former, Emory, with the kids there now that are upset because somebody used sidewalk chalk to write Trump 2016, and they don't feel safe, and they're writing impassioned letters to the president of Emory. You must do something to protect us from this dangerous thing called freedom of speech.
See, the thing about political correctness is I think most people underestimated it. I remember a long time ago in the 90s, like early 90s, feeling a sense of horror because I have to say I realized that it was comprehensive, that it was like a cancer, like a terrible disease that was going to afflict every level of consciousness and life and society and journalism and everything. And that is what came to pass. And no matter how many failures, no matter how much it destroys, how many lives it destroys, it seems like there's uprising and rebellion against political correctness, but there's something about the way it's designed that it never goes away and it never gets dismantled. It never just goes the way of the waterbed, you know what I mean? It doesn't mm-hmm. just go away. It just gets worse and worse, like a disease. But I wanted to ask you this,
Robert, have you ever heard of a book called Thought Prison? It's a pretty obscure book, I have to say. It's my new obsession.
Did you say the title is Thought Prison?
Thought Prison, The Fundamental Nature of Political Correctness by a writer I love named Bruce Charlton. And Bruce Charlton is known to some AIDS dissidents because he published a paper by Duisberg, Fiala, and a bunch of others that had to do with the South African death statistics, and he was fired by Elsevier, and the journal was called, what was the journal? It'll come to me. Anyway, he was immediately fired for that. So he's somebody who's, you know, been through the mill, and he has written this book, and I was reading parts of it today, and I wrote a bunch of quotes down. I just wanted to read one or two of them because they ring so absolutely true. He says, for example, PC is something new under the sun, something never before seen in history, and he calls it a vastly more robust and malignant thing than I had ever imagined. And here's the really chilling part. He calls it nihilistic, and he says it's nihilistic in that they deny the reality of reality. PC does not discover truth, it makes truth.
Yes.
And that is what we've all been up against, have we not? In other words, you know, we carry on the whistleblower, he's real, here's his 10,000 pages of documents, here's his text messages, mm-hmm. and they just go, no. And we go, what do you mean no? What do you mean no? It's right here. And that's because PC ordains that reality is irrelevant. And they've actually done away with reality. We're not arguing back and forth. They're right. We're wrong. We're
no. They're plain altering reality from above. A construct. They drop the curtain over it, and this is what they say. They deny what is real, and then they call us denialists. That's the irony there. A sad irony. A sick irony, in fact. But you're bringing some healing to that, Celia Farber. We love you dearly. I appreciate you being on the show today.
Love you dearly, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, lots more healing to do, and we'll do this again. The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, everyone. With 20-plus years as a radio host, I've seen about everything. One thing that keeps recurring, though, are these timeshare charlatans, these high-pressure salespeople who get folks to come out to some resort for a special weekend offer. Then they get them in a corner and browbeat them and coerce them into buying a timeshare they don't need, they don't want, and they can't afford. And then they're stuck with that thing forever. Monthly payments, mortgage payments, annual fees that keep going up and up. Well, up until recently, people thought they couldn't get rid of these things. You know, you can't get out of the contract, you can't get out of the deed or the membership. Well, that's not true. My friends at American Consumer Credit, a timeshare release company, can get you free. That's their personal guarantee. 12 years in business, free consultation, A-plus rating with the BBB, they're the real deal. You want to get out of your timeshare contract? Call them now. 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948. 800-587-EXIT. Call now. 800-587-3948.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.